We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Virtually Limitless. You guys, I am so excited and incredibly honored to be welcoming just a gem of a person to our show today. And she's not only got a message for you, but she's got a testimony. And it's one of those things that when we look at our life, the fact that our hearts are beating in this moment, it's actually a miracle. And so today we're here to talk miracles, life, business, and all of it with Kelly Davis. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us on the Virtually Limitless podcast. We're so honored to have you.
Justine, thank you so much for bringing me this honor. I'm really excited for our conversation today. I absolutely love talking about miracles. It's my favorite subject. And so really looking forward to this.
Oh, it's so good. And you know, Kelly, the thing is we've gone through such a phase of crisis. 2020 was an eye-opener for, I think, every human on the planet. And I think that it's so easy in our pain to forget the promise of everything that we do have. And so I would just love, you know, for you to even share as a business owner, as a speaker, and all the things that you do, what has this phase been like for you? What has your world and business, how have you pivoted during this crazy time?
Thank you for that question. So being in the nonprofit space, I work for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We raise money for 170 children's hospitals across North America. We treat 10 million kids each year.
And I'll just say— 10 million.
10 million kids.
Whoa.
In 2019, we had a record year. We raised $445 million for these kids. Now, COVID, where you have to do fundraising in a virtual world when a lot of our fundraising programs are in-person events, whether it's a golf tournament or a dance marathon, it significantly impacted our fundraising and we had to pivot big time. And thankfully, we just announced our fundraising numbers for 2020 and we were able to retain 83% of our sponsors and we raised $69 million in a year where all of our corporate partners could have said, no, we can't honor our commitment to you. Like, it's just too much for us. Because if you look at some of our corporate partners, Delta, Marriott, who were so heavily impacted by COVID, but they chose to show up for these kids because they made a commitment. And so I really have been in awe of what we were able to do for kids. And we're still in that world right now. 2021 looks a lot virtual. And so we've just been able to get really innovative and do dance marathons at 200 college campuses across the country virtually. And it's working. And we can do hard things always. And so I've just really admired watching the kids go through it, watching my family go through it. For me personally, I've just been so blessed because of COVID. I was traveling all of the time. I work with celebrities to raise funds and awareness. And I was always getting on a plane. And now I don't have to do the hustle. I don't have to get an Uber. I don't have to walk through the airports. I love the in-person connection, but I find that you can create that connection virtually. Case in point, I do a lot of hospital visits with A-list celebrities to surprise these kids in the hospitals. And just over the holidays, I was able to connect with Matthew McConaughey and Amy Adams and Amy Poehler. And I just want to share a special story.
Not jealous, just totally jealous.
So on Christmas Eve, Amy Poehler did a Zoom call with all of the caregivers at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego to thank them for their support and bought everyone in the hospital their meals that day. The next day on Christmas, we did another Zoom call at noon for her to thank the second shift of caregivers. So even though she's not there in person, we can create miracles in the lives of those around us when we just choose to show up, we choose to think out of ourselves, we choose to have a mindset of service. And how might I serve every day?
Oh my gosh, you guys, I got goosebumps. I got this big fuzzy sweater on, but you guys, oh, You
can
choose.
I just share one more fun story of the holidays. So Amy Adams, I'm not sure if you're a fan of hers, but I love her. And we did a hospital visit. I can't remember, it was back east somewhere. And she meets all of these kids on the Zoom call. And she's like, oh, well, what would you like for Christmas? And then, of course, what does she do? She goes out and she gets the items. One little patient wanted a yellow mixer for the kitchen. And that's what that patient got. So it's not just showing up. It's taking action after you show up. Because you can continue to serve after you take that action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay. We got to unpack all this, you guys. Holy smokes. So number one, the biggest point that she dropped here so far with us on this show, showing up to serve. Mm-hmm. Showing up to serve even in times of pain. You guys, regardless of what business, what area of your life, most of the people that listen to our show, Kelly, are entrepreneurs. Regardless of what it is that you do on this earth, you can show up and serve at a level that is higher than anything you've ever anticipated when you care. And even though people are in pain, we're all human. We all still know that we need love. We need to care for each other. And I think it's such a powerful message that even in these painful times, these corporate companies, these people are making the effort to not only show up, but to give forward and to really take the lead. I want to say the leap, take the jump. These people are going all in. And that is such a testimony to what we all can do. And, you know, it starts, you know, I love the lines where, you know, I go to Starbucks coffee or something like that and I buy a coffee and then I buy the person behind me. I love those moments. They're so amazing because I can't buy the whole world of coffee, but at least I can buy this person's coffee, right?
So it's a ripple effect that you can't deny when you make those tiny actions.
Oh, it's so incredible. But what tiny action? So I guess the call to action I'm giving you guys is, what is the small action that you can implement, tangibly apply today to serve forward? Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe you're not Delta. Maybe you're not any of these big three corporate companies. Maybe you're not a celebrity. That's okay. What can you do with the cards that you were dealt and show up serving forward? That was just a huge, just laid on me from Kelly. That was so powerful. And then I just want to get into the fact too of kids around the world. So my dad's a school psychologist. He works K-12 with kids. And this has been probably even harder on the children than it has been on us, right? If we think about it, they're growing up in such a mixed up transition. It's hard for them to know what is what. And then having, you know, medical issues on top. I can't imagine. I had medical issues last year, but at least I'm an adult and I sometimes feel like a kid, right? But but there are moments where it's like, how are they weathering this? So for people to be showing up, focusing on giving that love and foundation to the next generation and being like, hey, we don't have it all sorted out, obviously, but we're not going to let you down. We're here for you. We're here with you. And I think that's just such a testimony, whether it's Matthew McConaughey or your uncle. It doesn't matter who you are showing up for these kids, but showing them this love and support, that could be the biggest transition in their health and life journey to feel heard. And I would love to ask, you know, Kelly, when we consider nonprofits struggle a lot. How do you show up as the powerful nonprofit player that you are? How can someone in the nonprofit space level up their potential for their mission, their message, their community, everyone they're serving, right? Noble causes. Right. But how can they show up as that power player to benefit their nonprofit?
I love that question so much because I actually started working in the nonprofit space 25 years ago.
We got the queen here, guys. Okay, now get your notepads.
So I was actually working in the NFL for the Denver Broncos. It was my first job out of college and I was helping people watch a football game. And I just had a prayer one night. Like, I really want to do something more impactful than help people watch a football game. The next day I got a phone call from Children's Miracle Network Hospitals offering me to fly out to Salt Lake City. I'd never heard of them. It was just God being very mindful of me and my intention to do good in the world more so than just helping people watch a football game. Mm-hmm. So I've been in this space for a long time and I am so passionate about helping save kids' lives because 25 years ago, my nephew was born and he was born with tuberous sclerosis. He's severely autistic. He doesn't have any language. He's not potty trained, and 24/7 care that my sister has done in addition to her three other children. So I have seen how much it impacts a family when you have a child with special needs. So it is my why. It is why I work so hard to do what I do. But I believe and this is just me, I believe Children's Miracle Network Hospitals is the best charity on the planet. I believe everyone on the planet should want to help save kids' lives. And because of my belief and passion in that mission, I am willing to do what it takes to make any ask to get the results that are needed to help save these kids' lives, to continue to raise more money for these hospitals, because they're unrestricted funds and the hospital gets to decide if they're going to use it for patient care, for child life, for equipment, for research. So we're not just some big money bank. All the money we raise stays local. So that's really cool. So in your community, I think it's Gillette Children or Gillette Medical Center or something.
I believe so. Yes. Yes. Oh, she's good, guys. She's good.
That's our hospital there. And so for me, one thing that's been so impactful for my career, because it's not easy to get an A-list celebrity to do something for you for free, because I don't have a budget to pay them, but I will not take no for an answer. Every no just means not yet. It's not divine timing right now. But that does not mean it's a no forever. So case in point, I was doing an event in Orlando. I had asked Lady A, formerly Lady Annabellum, to do the event. They said no 6 years in a row. But finally, on that sixth year, they showed up in a room of 1,500 people. They brought one kid from every state on stage with them while they sang to them. And it was the most miraculous moment for these kids who are in their wheelchairs, who have their crutches, who are in constant pain. And they were celebrated in that moment. In fact, one little girl named Belle, who had a kidney transplant from her dad, which the only way, there's a long story, backstory, I won't go there, but she got to go up on stage, sing a song with them. And I'm like, this is why you never, ever, ever take no for an answer. Like, I just don't believe in taking no for an answer. It's just not yet. And you trust God's timing, because his timing is always perfect. So that's kind of where my passion lies for this cause.
And mic drop moment, Kelly, like.
And another thing, I always wanted to get married and have 4 kids, and I've never been married. I don't have any children, and God had a much bigger dream for me than I had for myself. So today I have hundreds of kids that feel like my own. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, I just never dreamed that big for myself, but he had a bigger dream, and I'm just so, 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 so blessed because these kids are my miracle.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is not only a miracle story, but a miracle testimony, you guys. She didn't know, she still doesn't know how many children will be calling her mom, quote unquote, but that is so incredible. And I think the number one thing that demonstrating here too, no is not yet, no is not forever, right? And to be that resilient, persistent individual where you know what the heck you stand for, you know who you're fighting for, you know why you're doing it, where you're going and all of that, you're able to take that kind of aggressive action where you're like, hey, I'm not taking no for an answer. I know I need you. You are going to inspire these kids and I'm going to get you on stage someday. It may not be this year, but I'll find you, you know, next year. And I think that that's so powerful because so many times the devil tempts us to be like, no is final, right? And I don't know how many times you've been told no, but I've been told plenty of times, whether it's, you know, trying to get a client on board that you know needs your services, whether it's, you know, signing that contract for someone that needs your website rebuild or membership. You guys, any scenario that you place, you've been told no, I know you've had it at least once.
Right. And I like to say rejection is just God's protection. And what I failed to mention is everything I just told you is not easy. Like it is not fun because it takes me 20 no's to get one yes. So it's a numbers game for me. And you have to realize, what pain are you willing to sustain to get what you want in your life? Because there is pain. And you have to be willing to go through that. And I had a really interesting experience. I always wanted to live at the beach in California. And so 2000, I think like 6 years ago, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go work from the beach in California. My work allowed it. And I went there. It was my dream. And I didn't realize what the cost of groceries were going to be. I didn't realize what the traffic on the 405 was going to be. I didn't realize it was going to take 25 minutes to get parking. And I realized I wasn't willing to go through that pain to get what I wanted. You have to be really intentional. Is that pain worth it for what you really want? And so you don't want to just go through the pain if it's not really truly meeting your intentions of what you're trying to achieve.
Oh, and that's so powerful, because on this show, a huge part of my coaching and my personal mission is every person's definition of success is different. Mm-hmm. And if I'm telling someone to go do ABC, but that's not going to fulfill XYZ,
yes.
We're living on other people's terms and other people's definitions, and the world and society just needs to move away from that. So I love that you not only put yourself in a place to experience it for yourself and be like, hey, this is something I've wanted. I'm going to try it. You gave yourself the space and the ability to try something, but then you also gave yourself the autonomy to be like, ooh, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I want. Thank you anyway, Lord. And so to be able to stand in your own truth and be like, hey, this is good, but it's not for me. And so, you know, hopefully just a message of hope, you guys, and encouragement. If there's something that's on your heart to try, give yourself the space to try it, even if it's not something that ends up being your, you know, lifelong scenario, like Kelly is a great example of, right? And God has crazy ways of making that happen and work for you, because then you're able to relate to someone else. You're able to make that connection. You're able to do so many things. You just may not know it yet. So either way, show up, give it what you got, because you never know what's around the next corner. And Kelly's life is a testimony of that. That's so incredible. And like she said, 25 years of this.
Right. Well, yeah. And I feel so grateful that I can show up. It's a choice that I make every day. You know, I actually have a personal journey with anxiety, depression, body dysmorphic disorder, and it's hard every day. Like it's hard, but I get to choose to be happy. I get to choose my mindset, because as we all know, happiness is a choice between stimulus and response. There is always a choice. And I'm just so grateful that I can choose to have a 10 today, or I can choose to have a 5, or I can choose to have a 1, but I know that it's up to me. And I think that's really how, if I'm able to just have that positive mindset, I'm able to get outside of myself and get into a mindset of service. And that's really where I see all the miracles happen. Is miracles happen when you take action from your inspiration. And so for me, I strive daily to think about a miracle kid and like, what could I do for that miracle kid? And so I could tell you story after story after story after story where I was able to get out of myself, think about others, and then watch the miracles happen. Because God just wants us to be his hands on earth. That's all we are. And if we're not paying attention to those promptings, we are missing a ginormous opportunity to be a miracle. Whether it's someone on the street that you said hello to, you smiled at. There's so many different ways to be a miracle. And so my goal is inspire people to believe in miracles, but more importantly, be inspired to go create miracles for those around them. Because that's what it's about. Love God, love others, love ourselves. That's, in my opinion, that's it. And we can have a lot of success in our business and everything, goals, dreams. But I think we really need to be grounded in those principles, because that's truly where we're going to have greatness. That's where we're going to have happiness. That's where we're going to have joy, where we're going to have peace. And so, at least for me, I'm speaking for myself. My peace and joy come when I get to watch those miracles happen.
Well, not only watch, but participate. Participate. That's, and I think, you know, it is you in the sense that you made the choice, but we realize, yes, we're not ultimately in control. So yeah, absolutely, 100% with you. But at the same time, you can be given all the tools and not use them.
Right.
Calling you guys out today. You know, are we using them?
Yeah. Well, do you mind if I just share a story of inspiration?
Please share. So,
a couple of years ago, I was reading just an article online about Chris Pratt and how he saved his costume from Guardians of the Galaxy. And if the movie did well, he just wanted to go into a children's hospital and surprise the kids. So I had an immediate thought, you should reach out to his publicist and see if you can get him into a children's hospital. So I reached out to his publicist. We arranged a visit at Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and we had all of the kids in the child life room with the video on, having no idea that the star of the movie is going to walk through the door in the outfit that he's in. So once the movie's over, he walks in, their faces are so lit up. There's have the biggest smiles on their face. And you've got these kids with cancer and just all different types of problems. And they're trying on his outfit and they're so happy. And I was so happy that I could be an instrument. This was not about me. It's being an instrument to help create the miracle. And then after that, Chris was scheduled to go visit patient rooms for those that couldn't come to the child life pay room. And one little girl, she was in isolation, no hair, 6 years old, and she couldn't come out. And she just looked up at him. She put her hand up to the window and he put his hand up into the window. And that moment of presence, oh yeah, I was, that moment of presence was a miracle. And then after that, we walked down the hallway to a patient's room. His name was Dylan, and he passes over 20 kidney stones a day. He's hooked up to over 20 machines, and he loves the Legos. And Chris Pratt is a voice in the Lego movie. His sheets were Legos. He had all these figures around the room in Legos, and they sat there for maybe 15, 20 minutes and quoted lines from the Lego movie. So Chris spent his time to show up for Dylan in that moment. That's just one experience with Chris Pratt. I could tell you many, many more, but in my many years of doing celebrity relations, Chris Pratt is absolutely like up there, highest of high. I remember when he walked in that hospital that day, he said, Kelly, I need to get these visits on my calendar once a month. Cause that's just who he is. That's who he is. So anyway, that's just encouragement to when you get that little inspiration, if it's in your business, it's in your life, your spirituality, whatever it is, like, that is life talking to you. Are you paying attention? Are you listening? If you don't listen, you can literally hit a brick wall, as Oprah likes to say. Life is speaking with little pebbles. If you don't feel the pebbles, you'll start feeling rocks. And then if you don't pay attention, you will hit that brick wall. And I have hit that brick wall, and it wasn't very fun. And I could have avoided the brick wall had I paid attention. So it's not always easy to do, but it is there. Life is speaking. There is no way to get around it.
You just have to be willing to listen. That's so powerful. And I don't know if you know this about my story, but I actually served at a dental convention, as that was my previous profession. And I served for free. Everyone was there at giving dental care. And so that was kind of one of those moments, being an instrument. And I fell into depression. When I made my life change and decision, it was very empowering. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but that meant quitting my job, right? And so I had to ask myself and go through that whole transition process too, of what makes me happy. How do I show up? Who do I want to be? How do I want to impact? How do I want to serve? And it took me back to that moment. So coming to the online space, this is how I've been trying to do this. So I felt every moment of what you were saying with those kids, because a lot of the people that came and saw me, everybody hates the dentist. I don't know why. Everybody does. Everybody does. But it's just one of those things where when you leave them, have them leave you with a smile. Mm-hmm. There's no currency in this world for that. And I think that's something, you know, if someone is feeling, you know, without that joy, without that happiness, without that purpose, maybe it's not you creating the movement. Maybe it's you supporting a movement. You know, maybe not all of us are called to be Kelly, because goodness, Kelly is killing it. I don't think the world could handle more. But what is our role in either, you know, a similar pursuit or supporting another amazing opportunity like what Kelly does? It may be that part is your instrumental piece. I don't know, but I would encourage you to discover that, right?
Yeah. Well, what I want to share is we've raised $7 billion for kids since 1983, when we were co-founded. That money was mostly raised a dollar at a time. So every one of your listeners, that $1 is a part of a $7 billion collective. And so let me just say, $1 is enough. Mm-hmm. $5 is great. $10 is great. But it's the act of giving. Yes. It is really the act of giving. And what's even so crazy about it is when you give, the universe always multiplies it right back to you. Just the other day, I was on the street corner. I gave some money to someone on the street. And I went to the mall right after, and they gave me a gift for free, which was the exact amount of what I gave the gentleman on the street, doubled. And that happened within 30 minutes. So that's how fast the universe, God, works. It's your heart. And it's kind of weird that's how it works. It's like, oh, that's crazy. What you give, you get back, but it's doubled. But it's, in my opinion, it's a universal truth. I've seen it over and over and over and over and over again.
And I would love to go off on that, Kelly, just a little bit with you, because in a space of giving, so many times people are worried that they'll give to the point where then they become poor, right?
Right.
And I think it's Akbar Sheikh. He's been on the show before. He said, the one thing that you'll never become poor by is by giving. And it's one of those things that the fear mindset and everything that's happened recently, I think has caused people to go into kind of a deep, dark place where they're not, they're just controlled by that scared mentality. Right. How would you encourage someone to step out of that, gently, if they're not ready to, jump forward, how can they at least take a step forward in coming out of that? Is that, with a mindset shift? Is that by just doing it and giving someone, $5, even though you don't know where the next meal is coming from? Like, how do you encourage people to move out of that funk?
Well, that's a really great question. I like to say, when your why is big enough, the how doesn't matter. So you're really focused on why.
Oh, so good.
Why am I giving? Like, what is my intention behind this? And I think if your why isn't in the right place, then you don't give. But
So
really be focused on your why, what it's going to do, the impact it's going to create, and just know that God has your back. The universe has your back. Life is your friend. Life loves you. And know that you can trust that. Like, you've got to just trust life.
Yeah.
And I think I do it, is just know that God has my back always, 100% of the time. Every pain that I've ever been through has always been the biggest blessing in my life. It didn't feel like it at the time. God had my back through the entire experience. When I was in junior high, I had massive back pain. I couldn't carry my books to school for 4 years. In high school, I did sports, but I was just in so much pain. I finally went to doctor after doctor after doctor and had back surgery the summer before my senior year of high school. They took bone off my hip, wired infused it in the cracks, and it took a year and a half to recover. And I had 10 years of back pain after that. But today I have zero back pain, zero. And I love that story because I want people to know that anything is possible, especially if you have chronic pain or something that you just do not see a way through.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very limited capacity to understand our experience versus the way God can understand our experience. And when we realize there is a really big puzzle piece and we don't see how it's fitting together, and God knows that every piece is there and it's all going to fit together. Like, if we can just approach every day with that mindset, it all fits. It all fits. I don't know, but God has said the pieces are all there. You're not missing one. You're not missing two. They're all there. Just keep putting step after step after step after step. And I will show you, I will be with you, I will carry you, and I will inspire others to help me do this.
Like you said, be an instrument, but that doesn't mean you're the only instrument. There's lots of instruments that come into the picture. There's lots of pieces to the puzzle that all come together and create the beautiful masterpiece. It's not that you're alone, but you have to be willing to show up so that you're not alone, because you're with yourself, and we're with ourselves the most in this life. So being just in yourself and not allowing yourself to look outside and be like, hey, how can I serve? How can I show up? Who can I be? All that why stuff, right? I don't say stuff, all that why and purpose,
right.
That's the driver. But if we're not allowing ourselves to focus on it, it's not going to happen. So I love that people can tangibly take some of the stuff that you're sharing, Kelly. That's so powerful. That's so full of impact. And I think people really needed to hear that from you today. I would love to know just a last couple of questions before I value your time. Your time has been just incredible today. I would love to know, for someone that's looking to start a nonprofit, I think there's a lot of movements, especially now with suicide awareness and different things that are, after a result of the pandemic that we've been in, what would be, one or two points that you would encourage someone to consider as they're starting, reigniting, or anything regarding the nonprofit industry?
Okay, that's a really great question. And it's interesting because in working with a lot of different celebrities and athletes and artists, several of them do create their own foundations.
Yes. And
what I found is, I would say, probably in most cases, I would not recommend starting your own nonprofit. I would find a nonprofit that aligns with your values, your mission, the things that you want to impact in the world, and support them because they've got something really great that's set up that you can just easily tap into. Most people do not understand what it takes to successfully run a nonprofit. And there are so many athletes that have done it, or celebrities, that just didn't have the right help. They did not know what the laws were. And it's just, I wouldn't advise it. I really would not advise it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. If you have a passion, I actually have an idea of a nonprofit I want to start. But I just think do your research first and see if there's something out there that can really create the impact that you want to give. And if you just feel like it's on your heart and you are the person that God has called to do this, then you can easily do it. You can set it up. There's a lot of different community foundations that can run your nonprofit for you. So as long as you have the right people with you, but I would not recommend it. I really wouldn't. I would say there's over 1 million amazing charities in this world. I think 1 million in the US, if not more.
There's a lot.
And they're doing great things. And so, that's my advice. I hope that doesn't turn someone off if they really have something they want to do. I say, go for it. Do the research, do the work. You can do it. Anything is possible. But for me, I would recommend just finding one if you can that aligns it. If there's nothing there, create it.
Well, and that's the huge part that I value in what you shared, Kelly, is you shared what I feel like you were telling me as a sister, like, hey, if you really want to do this, okay, but don't step into waters you haven't researched. Don't jump into something you're not really sure how deep it is. That is a word of genuine support coming from someone that's been through a whole lot of this kind of messy stuff, you guys. It's not easy. And so I think, you know, whether you are looking to start something or you're looking to join something, do your research. It can't hurt. It can't hurt to do your research. So that was such a great reminder and something that we so easily overlook. We're like, oh, I should probably do this. Well, did you check it out? I don't know. So last question I have for you today, Kelly, what is one word of hope or inspiration, a story, a message that you can share with our listeners that are just looking for that just extra breath of fresh air and oxygen as they move forward in 2021?
Okay. Well, I will just say that, miracles are real. They're possible. We can create them every day. And I'm just going to close with a short story about my little buddy, Maverick. And Maverick, when I met him, was 5 years old, and he had over 40 surgeries, including 5 open heart surgeries. And he's from Wyoming. I'm from Wyoming. He was born June 11th. I was born June 11th. He loves Boston Red Sox. I love the Boston Red Sox. This little kid.
You're like a twin.
You like the Red Sox?
I don't know. I was saying you two are like, I actually have a twin sister, but no, I was meaning that you two were twins. Sorry. No, go ahead.
So he has a really special place in my heart. When he was 5 years old, he actually passed away. He remembers God doing chest compressions on him. So he truly is a miracle. He's on this earth for a very specific reason. So one day when he wasn't feeling well, I reached out to my buddy, Kevin Millar, who played first baseman for the Boston Red Sox when they broke the curse. And only because I saw an Instagram post that day and he was in a picture with David Ortiz, otherwise known as Big Poppy, who's Maverick's hero. So I said, Kevin, can you please get a video for Maverick? Like, he will be so excited. And 2 hours later, I had a video for Maverick that said, we love you. Keep the faith. Stay positive. And I'm going to hit a home run for you tonight. So I'm in my bedroom that night, just cleaning, not really thinking he's going to hit a home run, because home runs in Major League Baseball aren't easy to hit.
No.
And so fast forward, it's a beautiful night at Fenway Park. The Boston Red Sox are playing their biggest rival, the New York Yankees. And Big Poppy steps up to bat the first time and he strikes out. He steps up to bat the second time and he strikes out. He steps up to bat the third time and he strikes out. He steps up to bat the fourth time against one of the best relieving pitchers in the game, someone he's never had a hit off of in his entire career. And he hits a 2-run game-winning home run for Maverick. And the next thing I know, I have a video for Maverick and his little 5-year-old voice that says, Big Poppy, you never let me down. And I'm going to try my hardest to get to Fenway Park to meet you. And within 2 weeks, thanks to Kevin Millar, who donated a private plane, I was on a private plane from Cheyenne, Wyoming with my little man for him to throw out the first pitch and meet his hero. And what's really incredible about this story is the moment they embraced in the batting cages. Maverick, this little 5-year-old, looks up at him and he goes, Big Poppy. And then they embraced and I cried and he had the home run ball that he'd hit for him in his hands because the fan, imagine being selfless enough to give that back, but that fan wanted Maverick to have the ball. And another miracle with this story is 24 hours before this home run happened, Marty posted on Facebook, my family needs a miracle. In less than 24 hours, that experience happened. So are miracles real?
They're everywhere.
And I hear so many stories like that because that's what happens when we take action from our inspiration. So if I can say anything, please take action. If you have inspiration, focus on others. What can you do to be God's hands on earth?
Amen. I mean, what do you say to that, guys? Oh my gosh. I got tears. I got goosebumps. Okay. All right, Kelly, we got to stop because we could talk all day. But virtually limitless, you are limitless. You are able to do all the things that you were created to do. It's just a matter of taking action on that inspiration.
Yes.
Do it today. Yes, you don't know if tomorrow's guaranteed.
Limitless. That is the truest statement of the day.
It's yes. True. Oh, man, you guys, come back for other flaming episodes, but this one will be hard to beat. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being with us. I want to make sure before I officially sign off that people know where to find you, where to get more of you, and how they could potentially book you for upcoming events when we can finally be in person.
Well, I have a couple different ways. So you can go to bookkellydavis.com if you'd like me to speak. It's Kelly with an I. You can go to the kellydavisgroup.com if you need any celebrity support for any of your nonprofit events or anything you need there. And then you can follow me on Instagram. Gosh, I should know my handle. I don't know what it is. I think it's Kelly Davis One. And listen to the Untold Miracles podcast. It's just untoldmiracles.org where I interview celebrities and they talk about the miracles in their life. I have interviewed everyone from Mark Cuban to John Paul DeJoria to Kristen Bell to Matthew McConaughey, Amy Poehler. There's some really fun stories on there just talking about miracles.
Oh, that's so incredible. And I'm just so grateful that we got to have you here and sharing just all the messages, all of those notes and links, you guys, will be in the show notes. So there's no excuse for you not to connect with Kelly and get more of this amazing human. With that, Kelly, thanks again for being on the show. It was my pleasure.
Oh, it was such a pleasure. Thank you, Justine. And I look forward to connecting with you later. I know you've had a lot of miracles in your life.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm glad to be connected to a miracle worker as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly. Thanks, guys. Tune in soon.
If you learned anything from the show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.